you take with me and you think about these things this morning that we've mentioned. Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter number 6. Just a couple chapters over should be from where you was earlier. John chapter 6 and verse number 29. And we'll read the verse in just a second, but let me give you this. Despite the fact this morning that our world is desiring something, our world is hungering, there's John chapter 6 and verse number 29. The Bible says here, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God that ye... Excuse me, am I in the right... Yeah, I'm in the right spot. This is the work of God that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent. They said therefore unto Him, what sign showest Thou then that we may see and believe? Boy, don't people want that today? They're hungering, looking for a sign, right? Here we go. Same thing back then. What dost Thou work? Verse 31. Our fathers, talking about Israel, of course, there. We could go back to the Old Testament and see these things, but I'm sure you're familiar with them. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. Amen. As it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. The Lord gave them that manna, that bread from heaven, every day except for that Sabbath day, right? Verse 32, Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. Moses didn't send down the manna, did he? No, Moses didn't do that. But My Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto Him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, here it is, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to Me shall never, and I mark these words in My Bible, shall never hunger. And he that believeth on Me, and I mark these two, shall never thirst. Amen. But I say unto you, that ye also have seen Me, and believe not. Boy, Jesus got them there, didn't He? All that the Father giveth Me shall come to Me. And him that cometh to Me, and here's a good verse to go along with another one, what we talked about this morning about not losing our salvation. And him that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. Another word, skip down, if you will, to verse 47. It's same chapter. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on Me hath everlasting life. There's another good one. Verse 48, I am that bread of life, Jesus says here. Verse 49, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Amen. The manna didn't give them eternal life. Amen. You think about verse 50, though. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Verse 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is My flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Amen. You think about simply this morning. Yes, our world today is desiring something. Yes, our world today is hungering, if you will, for something in their life. They're trying to fill that void with everything there is. But may I say today, there is only one thing that can satisfy, amen, the desire, the hungering that they have in their heart and their life. The things of this world do not satisfy this morning, amen. There's only one thing that can satisfy, and that is the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. You see, He is life this morning. There's only one thing that can satisfy, and that is that desire, that hunger, and that's life through the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. You think about today, they're hungering, they're looking for something out there. They're trying to fill it with all these worldly pleasures, all these worldly things, but it doesn't satisfy. You say, but yes, if you ask some of them, oh, this said it, but then why tomorrow night do you have to take and go back again and drink more than what you used to drink 5 years ago? Or take more drugs than what you used to take when you started how many ever years ago? Or have more money now than what you were satisfied with this many years ago? Amen? And I could keep on going. Simply because the things of this world do not satisfy. Amen. The only thing that satisfies the desire, the hungering, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the bread of life. Amen. Them Israelites there in the wilderness, they needed something to eat. God, through a miracle, and I'd love to have a piece of it, amen, sent down manna from heaven. Amen. And they took and they feasted on that manna, tasted something like honey. Amen. It says the bread there is unique. But you think about the fact that manna from heaven, they sent it down. What did the verses say? They ate it. What happened in the end? They died. Amen. It did only satisfy, if you will, for what? a temporary moment of time. Just like the things of this world and the food of this world does today, it only satisfies for a little while. But you know what? There's a true bread of life from heaven, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that as He said here in verse 51, that He's the living bread. If you take a hold of that, amen, as the verse I read pointed out a while ago, you'll never thirst, you'll never hunger again. He will satisfy, amen, and He'll give you eternal life. You think about that's the bread of life, that's satisfaction, amen. You think about today, the life, the bread, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's the bread of life. And I thought about there's people all around us every day that are hungering, they are desiring for something in their life, they're trying to fill it left and right with all these things, but here's you and here's me. And we hold in our hands the bread of life. Amen. We hold in our hands the bread of life. But the question is this morning, will we take and share with them the bread of life? Amen. You think about today, if you take and you have something, amen, and somebody else is starving right beside you, and they need a piece of food, and here you are, and I thought about this even yesterday. The lady was talking about back there, that homeless lady, downtown. And I told y'all I seen her over there opening her can, eating it on the street. When I seen that, I thought about, as I looked around, here's all these food vendors. Here's all this food cooking. High dollar food, amen. I can't afford the food either. Here's all this high dollar food cooking, amen. And I thought to myself, just food smells and everything over there everywhere. And here she is over there on the side. And it spoke to my heart because I said, that's the way a lot of people are today, spiritually. Amen. Right here is the bread of life all around them every day, you and me. We've got the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. But the question is, will we share it? And some people, they just sit over there keep opening their cans. When instead they could have, amen, hot dogs. Amen. They could have sausages. Amen. They could have funnel cakes, amen. One of my favorites. They could have all these other things that we can name that they had. Fried Oreos, amen, that some of y'all had yesterday. I won't name no names, amen. But yeah, ice cream, they had that too, I think. But anyway, lemonade, amen. Had all these things is what I'm getting to. And you and I hold the bread of life in our hands. But how often do we give it? You think about, I thought about this today as we were out there yesterday. I think as we did this, I think we shared the bread of life, don't you? Mm-hmm. Those people, there was many of them that we did this to. They were hungering, they were desiring, they were looking for something. And when we did this, you know what? They were hungering for the bread of life. Amen? They wanted something. They were desiring something. I gave you one. Amen. They were hungering, they were desiring for something. And we held in our hands and had it scattered all over our table yesterday. Amen? The bread of life to give. And we did give a lot of bread of life out yesterday. Amen. A lot of materials that told people about the bread of life. And a lot of them was asked, some of them, the ones we could get a hold of. Amen. We asked them about, are you 100% sure you know you're saved? Amen. Brother Brent asked several of them in particular that. And some of us others did too when we could. But I think about today, will you take and give and share the bread of life? You say, why are you walking around doing this? I'll tell you in a minute. Amen. But you think about, will you take and will you give the bread of life? We took yesterday and we gave out almost 1,000 pieces of material. And that's wonderful and that's great. But we hold the bread of life in our hands every day. The question is, will we share it? We shared it a lot yesterday. That's one time a year and that's great and wonderful and we ought to do it. Amen. 5 years, if my memory's right. I tried my best to count it and figure it up yesterday, and I'm pretty sure it's 5 years in a row that we went down there and done that. And every year it's been over 1,000 tracks, I believe. Last year, I think it was 1,500 we counted, estimated. But you know what? What about tomorrow? What about tomorrow? What about today? Amen. It shouldn't be just one time a year when the church gets together that we go out and we give the bread of life out.
Right.
What about tomorrow? What about Monday? Ooh. What about Tuesday? Amen. What about all these other days? We got the bread of life. Will we take and share it? We hold the bread of life in our hands today, and they're hungering and desiring. will we take and go up and offer them the bread of life. If they look at us and say, I don't want the bread of life, then you know what? We can pray for them. That's their choice. Amen. But we've done our part. Will we take and offer the bread of life to those that are hungering and desiring out there in this world today? Not only that, but turn with me to John chapter number 8. A couple more chapters over. John chapter number 8, and notice verse number 12. John 8 and verse number 12 this morning. John 8, 12. The Bible says, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In other words, simply this morning we said, not only, yes, the world's in hunger, it's desiring, Pastor, but secondly, we said, yes, the world today, this world that we live in, it's in darkness. All of us agreed on that. But do you realize today that there is one that, as John 8, 12 says, that's the light of life. Amen. And today, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, amen, you've got the light of life living inside of you. Amen. You used to walk in darkness, but you don't anymore. Amen. Now you walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. You think about today, you and I, we're walking around those every day that's in darkness. We're in the light, but they're in darkness. Will we take and share with them the light of the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. There's those that's in darkness around us. Maybe there's one in here today that's hungering, that's desiring for something, that's walking in darkness. May I say today, He's the bread of life that you need. He can satisfy, amen, to where you'll never thirst again. You'll never hunger again. You say you don't know what I've done. Look at the woman at the well, please, this morning, sir or ma'am. Amen. Look at the things that she did. But yet Jesus took, and what did He do? He offered her the water to where she would never thirst again. Amen. Thank the Lord, as the song says, it's based off of that. There is a river that'll never run dry. Amen. I'm glad to know this morning that there is a drink of water for any that'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they'll never thirst again. Yes, this world is dark, but the name of the light is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And you and I proclaim the name of the light by calling ourselves Christian. Amen. You and I say we know the Lord Jesus Christ this morning as our Savior. For those of us who are saved, we hold the name of the light that we could share with them of how they could have light in their life too. But the question is, do we share the light with them? They're in darkness. You and I have the light. Will we share it today? Today, we are the light. And we're called to share the light of the Lord Jesus Christ with others. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, to another verse in John. John chapter number 12. John chapter number 12. At least it's all in John this morning. Amen. Make it easy for you. John 12 and verse number 46. John 12, 46. Here's the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, let's back up to verse 44. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth on me. He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. Verse 46, I am come a light into the world, Jesus says, that whosoever believeth on him should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but here's what he came to do, to save the world. Amen. And he says the Father's going to judge him at the last day if you read on a little bit more. But I'm simply saying this morning, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the light. Amen. He's the light of life. And today the Lord Jesus Christ has called you and I to share the message of the light. Amen. The name of the light to others. The Lord Jesus Christ, that there's salvation in any other name other than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That He came in this world to save sinners. Amen. As the verse says, and as the end of verse 46 said, that really spoke to my heart. He said that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in what? Darkness. Amen. We said today they're in darkness all around us. Well, if they'll just trust and believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name that you and I hold in our hands, amen. The name that you hold in our hands, amen. And you share with them the light, guess what? They can get out of that darkness too, just like you and me. Amen. Not that we're better than them, because we're not. We're just sinners saved by grace. But we want them to be sinners saved by grace too. Amen. We want them to come to the light. We want them to get out of that darkness, come to the light, their deeds be reproved, they be convicted, and see their sins as the Holy Spirit works on their heart and does that, and they come to know Him as their Savior. Amen. You think about simply saying today that the world's in darkness, but we know the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 5 I can't help but read this verse this morning, Matthew 5 and verse number 14, because I've always found this personally interesting. I don't know if you've seen it or if you ever thought about it, and some of you probably have. Matthew 5, verse 14, the Bible says, "Ye are the light of the world," Jesus said. Talking to His disciples, to those there on the Sermon on the Mount that He was talking to. Why do I point that out? Because simply the Lord Jesus Christ is the light. Amen? But you know what? You're the light too. Amen. You say, is that Scripture contradicting Scripture? No. That Scripture saying that He's the light. Amen. Number one, when He was here, He was the light. Amen. He's not physically here anymore. Amen. He's in heaven. Amen. But you know what? You and I have been left here. Amen. On this world. You and I, when we get saved, we have the Holy Spirit of God come live within us. Amen. Our bodies become His temple. Amen. And then guess what? The moment we get saved, guess what we become? The light. Amen. The light. And you and I then are to take and let our little light shine. Amen. As the song says. Amen. Let our light shine this morning. Amen. You think about today, will you let the light shine is what I'm saying. The Lord's the light. He lives within you. Let Him shine. Amen. Take and share the name of the light, the Lord Jesus Christ, with others. That He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. You think about today, come to the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of that darkness and into His light. Amen. You think about today, the world, yes, it's desiring, but there's the bread of life that you and I hold in our hands. They're hungering. Yes, this world today, it's in darkness, but you and I, we know and have the name of the light. But the third thing we said about this world today, that it was divided. Amen. This world today is divided all around us. But look with me, if you will, at 1 John. Amen. Not in John. We're going to go to 1 John. Amen. Still in John. 1 John. 1 John 4. 1 John 4. This world is divided around us. 1 John 4 and verse number 7. 1 John 4 and verse number 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Notice this verse. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Notice this last phrase. For God is what? Love. Amen. He is love. Notice verse 15, if you will, of the same chapter. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. Here it is again, the same statement. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen. In other words, simply this, and there's some good verses after that we could read as well. But I simply say this morning. Yes, our world is divided this morning. It is. But the love of the Lord Jesus Christ can unite us in Him. Amen. Can unite us in Him. Now, when I say that this morning, don't go mushy-gushy on me in the wrong direction, okay? I know some people try to say, we all love Jesus, we all serve in the same Jesus, we need to get... Now, I'm not talking about that mess, amen? I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about a lot of times the division that we have that we can unite in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? Our love in Him as brethren, as this verse talked about. You think about, I'm simply saying today, we can unite in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'll read to you exactly what I put in my notes today. Yes, this world is divided, but the love of Jesus can unite us in Him, in salvation, into His family, and thus becoming His children. You want to be His child today? You want to be united in Him and with the true family of God? Get saved. Amen. You think about simply today, we can be united in love in Him into the same family. Amen. As Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Amen. Not of the flesh, but the will of God, the Spirit. Amen. You think about, I'm simply saying today, that the love of Jesus Christ can unite. Amen. It can unite us. You think about today, the devil wants to divide and conquer. Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ, His love can unite. Amen. He is love. You say, give me a definition for love. God. Amen. That's the best definition in the world you can give for love. What people try to have explained it for years. People's tried to put it in all these flowing, eloquent words, and a lot of them come out better than others. You know, and I'm not even going to try to go into none of that. But you know what? The best definition, I believe, in the world for love is simply God. Amen. That's it. You look at God, you see love. Amen. You look at what He did, He is love. May I say today that God loves every single person that ever has been, ever will be born onto this earth. Amen. He loves everybody. May I say, not only does He love everybody, but He loves, amen, even those that choose not to accept Him as Savior. You say, why do you say that? Because John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Amen. You say today, but does God love the people that are not so bad or the people that accept Him more than the people that don't? No. God loves everybody the same. Amen. You say that don't make sense to me. You know what? I can't fully explain that one either. Amen. Talk to somebody else who can tell you all the details and go into all that stuff. But I'm going to tell you this morning. I know this. God loves us all the same. Amen. And His love's available to all. And you know what that means? As John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world. He so loved. Don't miss that little so in there. He so loved the world. Amen. And because of that, He gave His only begotten Son. That shows, not yes, I love you, but here's how much I love you. He demonstrated it, as the Bible tells us in another place. He commendeth His love toward us. Amen. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not only that, but the rest of John 3:16 says what? That whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In other words, God loves everybody. He gave His Son for everybody to pay the payment for our sins. And you know what? Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everybody can be saved. Will everybody be saved? No. But could everybody be saved if they would turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask Him to save them? Yes. You think about today simply, He loves all. You think about today, I had this down here in my notes. The Lord reminded me of this as I was looking and thinking about the great love of God and how He is love. You think about He told us He loved us, yes, but He showed us on Calvary, amen, as He wrote it in red there on that cross of Calvary, amen. He said, I love you, and He wrote it in red. You think about the fact today that, yes, our world today is desiring, is hungering for something. Our world today is in darkness, and it's a dark world and a dark times that we live in. And you know what? Yes, our world today is divided, amen. If you took and you stopped right there, and I did the first 3 points this morning, and I stopped, and that was the end of the message. I don't know about you, but I might would have went home thinking, man, that was heavy this morning. Things are miserable. This world is a place of hungering, desiring, and it's a place of darkness. And man, you take and you look around, and man, things are in a mess. They're just divided all up. Man, this is a horrible place. And you might go home thinking something of that nature. But may I say today, there's hope. Amen. There's hope. There's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. That's the message this morning. The message this morning simply is there is hope. You see, for the person that's hungering and desiring, there's hope. For the person this morning that's in darkness, there is hope. For the person this morning that's taken and they're trying to fill their life with all these things, there is hope for the hopeless this morning. May I say, there is hope this morning if you'll just turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the hope. He's the light. He's the bread of life. Amen. He's the one this morning that His love can unite you and make you part of His family. Amen. You see, today, He is hope. There is hope in the bread of life, in the light and the love that He is today. There is hope today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalms chapter number 39, excuse me. Psalms 39 and verse 7 says this. As Psalmist David said, and now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. Amen. May I say today, is your hope in Him? David said, what am I waiting for? My hope's in the Lord. Amen. Today I ask you, is your hope in the Lord? Amen. Today is your hope in Him? Is your trust in Him? And I could go into what the word hope means. We talked about that before. Amen. But simply this morning, is your hope, is your trust, what you're looking for, is it in the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. He's the bread of life that can satisfy. He the water that you'll never thirst again. He's the light of life, amen, that can then use you and pitiful old me to be the light to this world today so that others might know Him. Him. Amen. He can take and use me and you to share His love with those out there that's just wanting somebody to love them. Amen. You think about, I'm simply saying today, the psalmist said, my hope is in thee. Today is your hope in Him. Jeremiah 17:7. Jeremiah said this, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Amen. And whose hope the Lord is. Amen. Today is He your hope. Amen. Blessed is the man whose hopes and trust is in the Lord. You think about Psalms 42 and verse number 5. Psalms 42:5. And maybe you feel the first part of this verse today in your heart, in your life here this morning, as I believe those that's in darkness do. As I believe those that are hungry and looking for something do, that want to feel love do. And this division, they feel this in their hearts. As David said in Psalms 42:5, he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? That's the way they feel. Why art thou cast down? And why art thou disquieted in me? Why are you cast down? Why are you disquieted? It sounds like depression almost, don't it? Right? Is the word we would use nowadays. But notice what he says here. He says, hope thou in God. Amen. He is our hope. Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise Him for the help, amen, of His countenance. May I say today that He's our hope and He's our help. Today will you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't know Him and you're in darkness, you're hungering, you're desiring, you're looking for something, and you'd have never come to a place where you realized you're a sinner, and you've admitted that to the Lord and prayed and asked Him to come into your heart and save you and put your full trust in what He did on Calvary. Amen. And rising again that third day for your salvation. And you've never done that. Today, I encourage you, come to the bread of life. Come to the light. Come to the One that loves you. But if you're here today and you say, I know the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior, but I sure have been feeling hopeless lately, remember who the bread of life is. Remember who the light is that you know in your heart. And remember today, He's the One that can satisfy. Amen. And remember how much He loves you and how much He loves me. And let's take today and don't take and keep it to yourself. Say, you know what? I thank the Lord that I got the bread of life. Amen? Amen. This is a hungry place in this world. I thank the Lord that I'm not in darkness. Boy, this world's a dark, evil, wicked place. Amen. Preach it. And you know what? This world is a place that's divided, and who knows what's going to happen to me tomorrow when I get in my car and try to drive down the road. Protesters might run in front, stop me for what I'm doing, and who knows what in the world may happen. You say, that sounds crazy. You ain't watched the news much, have you? That's happening in some places, those types of crazy things. I'm simply saying today, I'm going to keep it to myself right here. May the Lord help us not to do that, but instead to share with others there's hope for this world today. And it's all in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word says this, to quote the words of the song, it says, the world is so hungry, but we hold the bread of life. Can you picture that? You holding the bread and here's somebody dying of hunger and we hold on to it. Surrounded by darkness, but we know the name of the light. I could picture that. Here I am in all this light. And here they are, moping in darkness. And the last phrase says this, in a day so divided, we know the love that unites Jesus. Verse 2 says this in part of it, grace that can mend the marriage has gone too far. The arms that are bringing the prodigals back home. The truth for the lonely, you're never alone. May I simply say this today, there's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Things may seem hopeless in this world. And as the Bible says in one place, and I'm not quoting exactly, but if all the hope we have is in this world right here, things is bad. All men most miserable. But I'm glad my hope in Christ is not just found here on this earth. Amen. My hope's looking for that blessed hope. And realizing He is my hope. Amen. He's my hope. Today I ask you in your life, what's your hope? Do you have hope? May the Lord help us every day to live with the hope that we have that's in Him. And if you're saved, that's in you. And if you're not saved today, the hope that He wants to give you in your life through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's